The end of the ring, privacy coins, and the architecture of digital sovereignty. The end of the ring, privacy coins, and the architecture of digital sovereignty. FCMP++, Halo 2, private proof of stake, network anonymity, and the emerging competition to build a complete privacy sovereignty stack. By Privacy Coin Report, executive summary. Privacy coins are entering a new architectural era. The challenge is no longer only to conceal who paid whom and for how much. A private monetary system must also consider what its consensus mechanism reveals, how coins were distributed, whether network traffic exposes users, whether staking and assets remain confidential, and whether governance turns economic and political power into a public map. The major projects are approaching this problem from different directions. Monero is developing FCMP++ to move beyond fixed rings. Rio is pursuing a separate Halo 2 architecture within a roadmap that also includes a high-latency mixnet, proof-of-stake, and native DAO governance. Zano already combines private transactions, Zarkonim private staking, confidential assets, and anonymous voting, while its Zenith design targets pure private POS. Zcash has deployed Ironwood after the 2026 Orchard Circuit incident and is also exploring hybrid POW POS through Shielded Labs cross-link proposal. Dash has introduced an optional Halo 2 shielded pool, while Pirate Chain is moving from mandatory sapling privacy directly toward Ironwood 4.7.17.9.35.12.15. The result is a shift from transaction privacy toward a broader privacy sovereignty stack. Zano has already deployed more components of a private economic system, while Rio proposes an unusually broad integration of GPU-based distribution, Halo 2, network anonymity, private POS and governance, but with lower liquidity, a smaller ecosystem, and major components still to be delivered. Zcash adds another possible path by combining continued mining with stake-based finality. The emerging contest is not simply over which coin has the strongest cryptography. It is over whether privacy can survive across every layer where observation can become power. Conceptual continuity. This analysis builds on Proxymark and Monero over Tor, how privacy can fail between layers, the Bitcoin magnet, how network assets create economic gravity, private from Washington, visible to Beijing, and from network union to network state. The shared question is no longer whether one transaction can be hidden. It is whether a digital economic system can remain verifiable without becoming universally observable. CryptoNote's ring may be approaching the end of its historical role. That does not mean CryptoNote failed. It means its central invention succeeded long enough to expose the next problem. The original ring signature model overturned one of the Bitcoin's foundational assumptions. Bitcoin requires the network to learn exactly which previous output is being spent. CryptoNote allowed a spender to prove that one member of a public set was authorized without revealing which member was real. Stealth addresses obscured recipients. Key images prevented double spending without identifying the consumed output. Ring confidential transactions later concealed amounts. For more than a decade, the industry improved the construction by enlarging rings, improving decoy selection, reducing proof size, and tightening wallet behavior. Yet the ring retained one unavoidable property. It was still a ring. It remained a small public set containing one real spend and a collection of alternatives. That fact created an entire analytical discipline around the question of whether those alternatives were equally plausible. Now, the architecture is changing. Monero wants to replace the ring with full chain membership. Rio wants to replace its ring CT model with a programmable Halo 2 proof architecture. Zano is researching full chain membership within a system that already combines private assets and private staking. Zcash has moved from Orchard toward Ironwood. Pirate Chain intends to follow it. Dash has imported Orchard technology into Evolution. The privacy coin landscape is no longer organized around one question. The defining question of the next privacy era is not which coin hides a transaction best. It is which architecture reveals the least unnecessary information while still allowing the system to prove that its rules were obeyed. I, CryptoNote's breakthrough and the limit hidden inside the ring. The 2013 CryptoNote white paper, published under the name Nicholas van Saberhagen, formalized two privacy objectives that still define the field. Untraceability, meaning an observer should not know which possible signer authorized a transaction, and unlinkability, meaning an observer should not be able to prove that separate outputs belong to the same recipient. 1. Its mechanisms were elegant. One-time destination keys prevented recipients from repeatedly exposing one public address. Ring signatures placed the true spend beside unrelated historical outputs. Key images revealed whether the same secret had been used twice without revealing which public output generated the image. Original crypto note did not yet provide modern confidential amounts. Ring CT arrived later. Monero subsequently added mandatory Ring CT, improved ring signatures, better decoy selection, bulletproofs, and other refinements. Rio followed the CryptoNote lineage through SumaCoin and eventually expanded its default ring size to 25. Monero currently uses a ring size of 16. The structural problem is not that 16 is too small and 25 is large enough. The problem is that both remain selected subsets. If an anomalous acquires external knowledge showing that one ring member is already known spent, that candidate becomes less plausible as the true input elsewhere. If the real spend age distribution differs from the wallet's decoy distribution, some members may become statistically more likely than others. If an exchange knows which outputs it created for a customer, it holds ground truth unavailable to an ordinary public observer. Historical Monero research showed how zero mixin transactions and weak decoy selection could create recursive traceability effects in early transaction history. 2. Modern Monero corrected many of those conditions, which is why early traceability percentages should not be projected blindly onto current transactions. The more recent OSPED research is more instructive because it demonstrates the difference between anonymity and protocol notation and anonymity against an informed observer. At a ring size of 16, a uniform guess would identify the true spend with probability 1 in 16. OSPED estimated that differences between real spending behavior and the decoy selection distribution could allow a maximum a posteriori decoder to rank the true spend first at roughly 1 in 4.2 under the studied assumptions. 3. That does not mean Monero has an effective ring size of exactly 4.2. It does not mean 12 decoys can be deterministically removed. The highest ranked candidate remains wrong most of the time. It means something subtler. An anonymity set is not merely a number embedded in consensus rules. It depends partly on what the observer knows. The unequal observer principle, a public observer, an exchange, a transaction counterparty, a P2P adversary, and an investigator with a seized wallet can examine the same blockchain event while possessing radically different information. Privacy, therefore, cannot be measured by one universal anonymity set number that applies identically to every observer. This is the conceptual limit that full-chain approaches are attempting to escape. Do not select better decoys. Stop publishing the small decoy set. 2. Two roads beyond fixed rings. Monero and Rio now represent two different strategies for leaving the fixed ring era. Both use zero-knowledge techniques. Both aim to remove the analytical weakness created by a small public ring. They differ in what they are trying to preserve and how much of the transaction architecture they are prepared to redesign. Monero, FCMP++ is an evolutionary successor. FCMP++ stands for Full Chain Membership Proofs plus Spend Authorization plus Linkability. Instead of publishing a ring of 16 candidate outputs, the spender is intended to prove in zero knowledge that the consumed output belongs to the complete eligible output structure represented by the chain, that the spender possesses the necessary authority, and that the required public linkability tag has been generated correctly for 4. The verifier learns that an eligible output was spent. It does not learn which eligible output. Decoy selection therefore disappears from the core sender privacy problem. There is no list of 15 public alternatives whose plausibility must survive statistical scrutiny. This is an evolutionary strategy in the strongest sense of the word. Monero is attempting to remove one of its oldest structural weaknesses without discarding the ledger model, wallet ecosystem, and monetary philosophy that have grown around the project since 2014. Monero's roadmap still lists full chain membership proofs and Carrot as work in progress as of August 2026. 5. FCMP++ should therefore be discussed as a major developing architecture, not as a feature already active on mainnet. Rio, Halo 2, as a programmable successor. Rio is pursuing a broader redesign. Halo 2 is not a privacy protocol by itself. It is a proving framework. protocol designers specify a circuit that defines what must be true about hidden transaction state before the verifier accepts the proof. 6. A shielded transaction architecture can require proof that an old note exists in an authorized commitment structure, that the spender knows the required secret, that the nullifier has been generated correctly, that the note has not already been spent, that hidden values balance, and that new output commitments satisfy protocol rules. The verifier sees proof of validity without seeing the hidden witness that made the statement true. This distinction is important for Rio. Rio's established plan is not to derive its future privacy architecture from Zcash's Ironwood upgrade. It is to build a separate Halo 2 implementation for its own chain. Zcash and Rio may use the same general proving framework while implementing different state models, circuits, migration rules, and consensus assumptions. The proving system is not the protocol. The circuit is the law that the proof enforces. Rio's public project material identifies the transition to Halo 2 as a major future privacy upgrade, while its roadmap also places the chain on a path toward proof of stake, network layer and anonymity, and broader governance capabilities. 7. Fang. 8. This larger design surface creates possibilities that a narrowly specialized membership proof does not necessarily target. It also creates more ways to make a mistake. 3. The Orchard. Incident, when a valid roof proves the wrong rules. The most important Halo 2 lesson of 2026 came from Zcash. On the 29th of May, security researcher Taylor Hornby discovered a critical soundness vulnerability in the Orchard action circuit. The Zcash ecosystem responded with an emergency soft fork that temporarily disabled Orchard actions, followed by NU6. 2 on the 3rd of June, which re-enabled Orchard using a corrected circuit. 9. The Zcash Foundation reported no known exploitation and no unauthorized value creation. Its turnstile accounting showed that total ZEC supply remained intact. The vulnerability could, however, have permitted invalid Orchard state transitions and potentially double spending inside the affected pool. 9. The philosophical lesson is more important than the incident timeline. A zero-knowledge proof can verify perfectly relative to the circuit it was given. If the circuit omits a necessary rule, verification does not magically restore that rule. The system can prove the wrong statement with mathematical certainty. Cryptographic validity is only as meaningful as the statement being proved. This should permanently end the habit of treating uses Halo 2 inches as a complete security argument. Halo 2 provides machinery. Security depends on the circuit specification, implementation, test coverage, review process, consensus integration, and the operational disciplines surrounding upgrades. Zcash's response also deserves equal weight. NU6. 3 introduced the Ironwood shielded pool at block height 3,428,143 on the 28th of July, 2026. 10. Ironwood retained the Halo 2 proving foundation while adding a new pool, transaction format, and associated state structures. Project Tachyon's formal verification program then produced more than 2,700 lean theorems supporting Ironwood's balance integrity and knowledge soundness. Argument 11. The most intellectually honest part of that work is its boundary. The authors explicitly state that the proof addresses balance integrity and counterfeiting soundness, while Ironwood's privacy guarantees are separate properties outside the scope of that formal proof. 11. This is what mature privacy engineering looks like, not formally verified, therefore secure. Instead, this exact property was proved under these assumptions. These other properties remain separate. Rio should be evaluated by the same standard when its own Halo 2 architecture becomes public. The correct questions will include, what exact transaction statement does the circuit prove? What conditions prevent unauthorized value creation? How are spend uniqueness and nullifiers defined? What properties have machine-checked specifications? Which components remain dependent on conventional audit? How are migration, circuit upgrades, and emergency recovery handled? Which privacy claims are proven, and which are threat model assumptions? Architectural independence from Zcash is valuable only if it is followed by independent scrutiny. IV, privacy by default is a policy, not a proof system. There is another industry mistake almost as common as treating all zero-knowledge systems as equivalent. It is treating access to privacy as equivalent to privacy by default. Zcash has some of the strongest privacy cryptography in production, yet the protocol historically permits both transparent and shielded activity. Dash now provides a second clear example. Shielded transactions went live on Dash Evolution in August 2026 using an Orchard-derived Halo 2 architecture. 12. That is a significant technical achievement. It does not convert all Dash activity into mandatory privacy. Dash's own documentation describes its shielded pool as an optional privacy layer. Activity inside the pool can conceal balances and counterpart relationships, while entry and exit operations still interact with visible platform or L1 surfaces. Observers can also see that a shield, unshield, or shielded transfer operation occurred even when they cannot see the hidden side of the transaction. 13. This distinction matters because privacy participation itself becomes information. If only a small fraction of users shield funds, the shielded population is the relevant privacy crowd. If privacy is standard for ordinary activity, using it does not mark the user as exceptional. A recent Dash discussion around privacy by default, therefore, points toward a policy question rather than a cryptographic one. 14. Orchard cannot decide whether everyone uses Orchard. Halo 2 cannot decide whether transparent transfers remain socially normal. The protocol and wallet experience decide that. Pirate Chain represents almost the opposite position. Its ordinary user transactions are shielded rather than optionally private. The project still relies on Sapling today, but in July 2026, it announced that it would skip Orchard and move directly toward Ironwood. 15. This comparison produces a useful rule. Privacy technology and privacy policy are different layers. A modern proving system can coexist with optional transparency. An older proving system can coexist with mandatory privacy. A serious comparison must evaluate both. V. Privacy can fail between layers. The most important privacy research of 2026 may ultimately be remembered not for a new proof system, but for demonstrating once again that excellent ledger cryptography does not guarantee network anonymity. The July 2026 Proxymark preprint examines Monero transactions routed through particular Tor configurations. The researchers do not claim to break ring CT, reveal confidential amounts, or decrypt Tor. Instead, they exploit interactions between Monero's application layer forwarding behavior, adversarial peer positioning, proxy selection, and Tor traffic watermarking. 26. The chain is conditional. The adversary must obtain useful Monero peer positions. The target must use the relevant Tor behavior. A suitable Tor-side relay position is required for the IP linking stage. The experiments used particular Monero versions and environments. Those limitations are important. So is the general lesson. Our earlier analysis of Proxymark described the problem as compositional. Ledger privacy, wallet behavior, a P2P forwarding, and transport anonymity cannot be evaluated as isolated compartments. 27. An investigator does not need every layer to fail completely. Weak evidence can combine. A probabilistic ledger heuristic may rank one candidate above others. A network observation may associate the transaction with a particular node or IP range. An exchange may hold withdrawal records and customer identity information. A seized device may reveal wallet history. Individually, each observation may be incomplete. Together, they can reduce uncertainty far more than any individual signal. Cross-layer evidence fusion. A weak ledger signal plus a weak network signal can become materially stronger when combined with timing, exchange records, counterparty information, or device evidence. Privacy, therefore, has to minimize leakage at every layer, rather than assuming uncertainty in one layer will compensate for information exposed elsewhere. A 2025 NDSS study of Monero's P2P network reached a related conclusion from another direction, presenting a practical connection reset approach for Eclipse attacks and showing that connection management itself belongs inside the privacy threat model. 28. FCMP++ can eliminate fixed ring decoy analysis. It cannot conceal where a transaction enters the network. Halo 2 can prove a hidden transaction valid. It cannot, by itself, prevent an observer from correlating message timing. Private staking can hide balances. It can still leak information if repeated block production is associated with a stable IP address. Zeno's own staking recommendations acknowledge this category of risk, warning that block production frequency observed from a public IP can reveal information about a staking wallet and providing configurable networking protections. 19. This is why network anonymity belongs in the same conversation as transaction cryptography. Rio's planned high-latency mixnet is an attempt to address that separate layer. Zeno has already shipped configurable P2P privacy tools for stakers, and its roadmap lists a further networking privacy upgrade focused on peer obfuscation and traffic analysis resistance. 17. The existence of a roadmap item is not proof of security. The architectural separation is nevertheless correct. The transaction proof and the transport path answer different questions. 6. Mining hardware is constitutional history. Mining is usually discussed as an energy or profitability issue. For a network that may later transition to proof of stake, the treatment is incomplete. Proof of work determines who receives newly issued monetary units during the distribution phase. When ownership later becomes part of the consensus mechanism, mining history becomes part of the political economy inherited by the staking system. Mining hardware is not merely infrastructure. Over a long enough period, it becomes constitutional history. Rio, a long GPU distribution phase. Rio's Kryptonite GPU is designed around commodity graphics processors and intentionally attempts to reduce the efficiency advantage available to ASICs, FPGAs, and ordinary CPU fleets. 20. Its significance is not that GPU mining guarantees decentralization. It does not. Large farms can accumulate GPUs. Electricity costs differ by region. Hardware supply is unequal. The narrower point is that the same general class of hardware used for gaming, graphics, rendering, and compute can participate in monetary issuance. As of August 2026, Rio has preserved that GPU orientation rather than visibly migrating into an ASIC-dominated mining market. If Rio ultimately moves to proof of stake, its POW period can be interpreted as more than a temporary consensus algorithm. It becomes a long distribution interval before ownership begins participating directly in block production authority. Rio's monetary history also deserves accurate context. The inherited SumaCoin Primina was burned, while the later Rio Development Fund was introduced through community governance and emitted separately from ordinary miner rewards. Describing the launch simply as no Primine is defensible only when the inherited burn and later development allocation are not hidden from the reader. 21. Zano, GPU mining plus private staking. Zano currently operates hybrid POW POS consensus. Its proof-of-work side uses ProgPOWs, a GPU-oriented algorithm designed to reduce specialized hardware advantage, while its proof-of-stake side uses Zarkonim to hide staked balances. 18.22. This makes Zano unusually relevant to Rio's future architecture. Zano already lives in the transition zone between commodity GPU distribution and private stake-based block production. Its Zenith research now proposes removing the POW half entirely, while retaining the privacy foundations established by Zarkonim 18, Monero CPU accessibility, and the botnet paradox. Monero's Randomx takes the opposite commodity hardware approach. It is optimized for general-purpose CPUs and designed to discourage ASIC specialization. Monero can be mined with CPUs and GPUs, but CPUs are substantially more efficient for Randomx 23. This produces a real decentralization advantage. The hardware required to participate already exists in millions of ordinary computers. It also creates a distinct abuse economy. A compromised CPU can mine Monero without its owner purchasing specialized hardware. During Europol's Operation Endgame in May 2024, major malware and dropper infrastructure was disrupted. Bitcoinblog.de subsequently noted that Monero's reported network hash rate fell sharply over the same period and argued that the timing suggested a material cryptojacking connection. 24. That correlation does not prove what fraction of Monero hash rate was controlled by any particular botnet. Europol did not make such an attribution. The economic point is sufficient. Hardware accessibility can decentralize legitimate participation while simultaneously lowering the hardware barrier for unauthorized mining. Zcash and Dash GPU beginnings, ASIC industrialization. Skesh launched around Equihash, a memory-oriented proof-of-work algorithm, selected partly because custom hardware was expected to be difficult to optimize economically. Commercial Equihash ASICs arrived anyway. By 2018, Zcash developers and the foundation were openly debating whether ASIC resistance should remain a protocol priority. 25-Dash followed a similar industrial path through X11. Dash documentation now treats specialized X11 ASICs as the normal mining equipment for proof-of-work. 30. Both histories illustrate the same principle. Commodity hardware accessibility at launch does not guarantee commodity hardware accessibility forever. Pirate Chain, mandatory privacy in an ASIC-capable mining environment. Pirate Chain uses Equihash-based delayed proof-of-work. Its official mining material supports both GPUs and ASICs. 31ARRR, launched in 2018, after commercial Equihash ASICs had already entered the market. This makes Pirate useful as a counterexample to simplistic privacy rankings. It can enforce strong transaction privacy while operating in a mining environment where specialized hardware is available. Transaction privacy and issuance decentralization are separate dimensions. 7. The new contest, private consensus. Once proof of stake enters the architecture, privacy moves into a more politically sensitive domain. Ordinary transaction privacy asks who paid whom. Private consensus asks who possesses enough economic weight to help decide the chain's future. Transparent proof-of-stake systems can expose validator identities, stake balances, reward histories, and recurring operational behavior. Even when addresses are pseudonymous, stable validator activity can become a long-lived graph of economic power. Zeno has already demonstrated that staking does not need to reveal the amount being staked. Zarkanum introduced hidden staking balances in the 2024 network upgrade, while the chain remained hybrid, POWW+, 16. This is not the same thing as pure private POS. Half of Zeno's present consensus still involves proof of work. The Zenith design, published in July 2026, establishes the next step, a pure proof of stake architecture built on Zarkanum's privacy foundations. 18. Zeno's roadmap currently places Zenith testnet implementation and mainnet rollout in future stages. Those dates are estimates, not guarantees. 17. Rio's public roadmap separately establishes its own transition toward proof of stake. 7. Rio-focused project material describes that future era as a private staking model following the GPU distribution phase. 8. Dai. Zcash also belongs in this discussion, although its direction is less settled. Electric Coin Company previously researched a staged transition in which Zcash could move from proof-of-work to hybrid POW POS, and potentially later to pure proof-of-stake. 34. The concrete proposal now being developed by Shielded Labs is Crosslink, which takes the intermediate architecture seriously as a destination in its own right. Miners continue producing and validating blocks, while stake-weighted finalizers provide assured finality and earn protocol rewards. 35. Crosslink has not been adopted by Zcash consensus and would require the standard governance process and strong community support before mainnet activation. Nor should Crosslink be described as an announced transition to pure POS. Shielded Labs currently states that it strengthens rather than replaces Zcash's POW foundation, and that there is no present indication that Crosslink activation would necessarily lead to full proof of stake. 36 Zcash should therefore be classified as POW today, with an actively developed hybrid POW POS proposal and a longer history of research into possible POS evolution, rather than as either permanently committed to POW or committed to pure POS. The important point is not to predict which project will activate a completed private pure POS architecture first. There is not enough public engineering evidence to make that prediction responsibly. The important point is that the consensus landscape itself is branching. Monero is preserving proof of work while radically changing transaction privacy. Zano and Rio are pursuing stake-based private consensus from different cryptographic and monetary starting points. Zcash is exploring whether stakings and assured finality can be layered onto proof of work without immediately abandoning mining. Consensus now has evolutionary paths, just as privacy cryptography does. Zano and Rio should therefore be understood as increasingly occupying the same strategic territory. Zano enters that territory from a private economy platform that already has confidential assets, private staking, and anonymous voting. Rio enters from a monetary network whose roadmap explicitly connects transaction privacy, mining distribution, network anonymity, stake-based consensus, and native governance. The difference is not simply Zano is further ahead or Rio is more ambitious. Those slogans flatten the architecture. Zano has shipped more components of the private economic stack. Rio proposes a particularly explicit integration of the transport layer and network state governance into its future design. Which architecture proves stronger will depend on code, review, adoption, and the interaction between layers. E8, the privacy sovereignty stack. The phrase privacy coin is now too small for the systems being built. A useful framework must include at least 8 separate layers. This stack explains why there can be no single best privacy technology. FCMP++ primarily transforms the ledger layer. Halo 2 primarily provides a framework for proving hidden state transitions. A high latency mixnet addresses transport and timing. Zarkanum addresses staking privacy. Crosslink illustrates another consensus approach. Stake-weighted finality layered over continued proof-of-work rather than an immediate replacement of mining. CryptoKnight GPU, ProgPose, and RandomX shape distribution economics. Confidential assets extend privacy beyond the native monetary unit. Anonymous voting or private DAO infrastructure extends it into collective decision-making. A project can be exceptional at one layer and exposed at another. This is the central insight inherited from the Proxymark analysis. Privacy is compositional. The adversary is allowed to combine what the protocol designers chose to separate. Maintain 6 privacy coins compared without a single score. The table below is deliberately qualitative. It is not a price ranking, a market cap ranking, or a declaration of one universal winner. It compares the principal architectural dimensions that matter when a privacy currency is evaluated not only as digital cash, but as potential infrastructure for private economic coordination. The table makes one conclusion unavoidable. There is no single privacy coin leaderboard. Monero is strongest where long-term private digital cash adoption and liquidity matter. Zcash is strongest as a production laboratory for advanced zero-knowledge systems and formal assurance. Crosslink also makes it an increasingly important laboratory for a different question, whether POW and POS can coexist as complementary security layers rather than being treated as mutually exclusive consensus ideologies. Dash has one of cryptocurrency's oldest native governance systems and has now added a modern optional shielded architecture. Pirate Chain combines mandatory shielded policy with a willingness to migrate directly toward Ironwood. Zano has assembled perhaps the broadest set of currently operating private economic primitives: transactions, assets, staking, trading, and anonymous voting. Rio's significance lies in a different combination: a long GPU-oriented distribution era followed by a planned architecture that explicitly connects Halo 2, network anonymity, proof of stake, and native governance. Its weakness is equally clear. Architecture without liquidity, users, applications, and public implementation evidence remains potential rather than power. X, from private money to private institutions. The privacy debate becomes politically more consequential once a blockchain stops being only a payment network. Consider a DAO treasury. A transparent ledger may expose reserves, salaries, contractors, donor relationships, operational spending, and treasury runway. Transparent voting can reveal political factions, influential delegates, and the preferences of identifiable members. Delegation can expose who trusts whom. Repeated governance participation can create a public map of organizational power. For a hobbyist DAO, some of that transparency may be desirable. For a commercial organization, activist network, politically exposed community, or future network state, it can become an intelligence product. This is why private governance cannot mean simply hide the vote. A credible design needs to separate several properties: membership eligibility, ballot secrecy, double vote prevention, verifiable tallying, delegation, treasury authority, selective disclosure, and institutional accountability. The wider zero-knowledge field has already demonstrated that several of these components are technically practical. Semaphore allows a user to prove group membership and submit a verifiable anonymous signal or vote without revealing identity. 32. Kite, a 2025 research protocol, extends the problem to private DAO delegation. It allows voting power to be delegated, revoked, and redelegated without revealing the delegator's chosen representative. 33. Neither system is a RIO implementation. Neither proves that private governance is solved. They demonstrate that private DAO is not a mystical concept. It decomposes into cryptographic and institutional subproblems that can be specified and tested. Zeno has already crossed part of this boundary with anonymous on-chain voting. 17. Dash already demonstrates the opposite governance strength, a mature, long-running on-chain budget and proposal system, but one built around masternode voting rather than privacy-preserving political participation. 29. RIO's roadmap goes further conceptually by linking native DAO governance to its future privacy stack. The opportunity is significant. So is the danger. Privacy can protect minorities from retaliation. It can also conceal oligarchy. A DAO whose ballots are private, but whose voting power is controlled by a handful of large holders, is not automatically decentralized. A system that hides political coalitions may protect participants from surveillance while also making capture harder to detect. The objective must therefore be narrower and more defensible. Private governance should make valid collective decisions verifiable without forcing every participant's identity, wealth, and political behavior into a permanent public archive. 10-1. Network states and the intelligence problem. This is where the argument leaves the privacy coin category and enters the theory of digital sovereignty. The Bitcoin magnate argued that a digital community needs independent capital before it can build durable institutions. Capital attracts infrastructure. Infrastructure supports contributors. Contributors make institutions possible. That process was described as economic gravity. The stronger form was sovereign gravity, network capital becoming the material base around which governance capacity can form. Yet a transparent network state treasury creates a paradox. The community may possess money that no foreign central bank can issue. It may still publish its entire economic nervous system to foreign intelligence services. Private from Washington, visible to Beijing, developed this distinction through the concept of observer neutrality. A monetary system can be resistant to one state's direct control while remaining easily legible to another state's surveillance apparatus. Issuer neutrality is therefore not enough. A network state also needs to ask, can an observer map the treasury? Can salaries reveal leadership? Can donations identify sympathizers? Can voting reveal political factions? Can network metadata identify where members operate? Can staking behavior reveal concentrated economic power? Can public asset issuance expose internal commercial relationships? A transparent blockchain answers many of these questions for the adversary automatically. A private blockchain does not make the adversary powerless. It changes the burden. The investigator must obtain information from endpoints, counterparties, exchanges, network observation, legal process, or operational mistakes, rather than receiving the complete transaction graph as a free protocol output. That distinction is politically enormous. A transparent network state may be sovereign in issuance while remaining colonized in information. This is why the private sovereignty stack competition between Zano and RIO deserves attention beyond ordinary privacy coin tribalism. Zano is building toward a private economy in which assets, staking, trading, and voting inherit confidentiality. RIO is building toward an architecture in which private money is intended to connect to network anonymity, private consensus, and native governance after a long GPU distribution phase. They are not identical systems. They are increasingly asking the same civilizational question. Can a network enforce rules without turning participation into surveillance? Twain, why RIO's weaknesses matter. A serious RIO-focused publication should not hide the project's present disadvantages. RIO's liquidity is limited. Its exchange footprint is smaller than the major assets discussed here. Its wallet and application ecosystem is less developed than Monero's or Zano's. It does not yet have the advanced privacy architecture described by its own roadmap. Its high latency mixnet is not yet a demonstrated production and anonymity system. Its future POS design has not yet been exposed to the level of public specification and cryptographic review that Zano's Zenith research has begun receiving. Its native DAO architecture remains future work. These are not footnotes. They are the central execution risk. A protocol with extraordinary architecture but insufficient liquidity cannot support a large treasury without severe market impact. A private network without enough active users produces a smaller crowd in which to hide. A technically elegant chain without developers, merchant integrations, wallets, and applications cannot generate sovereign gravity. The Bitcoin magnet already established the relevant principle. Technical distinction does not automatically create economic gravity. Rio must convert architectural ambition into users, liquidity, software, integrations, and institutions. That is a harder problem than writing a roadmap. It is also the only path through which the roadmap can become historically important. Turd 3. Why Zano's strengths should not be underplayed. The same intellectual discipline requires correcting the opposite distortion. Zano is not merely another CryptoNote coin considering POS. Its present architecture already combines several layers that privacy coin discussions often treat as separate future concepts. Private by default transactions are live. Zarkonim hides staking balances. Confidential assets are live. Zano Trade provides private exchange functionality for native assets. Anonymous on-chain voting has shipped. Configurable P2P privacy tooling exists for stakers. FCMP research and prototyping for Zarkonim and confidential assets is marked complete. The Zenith Pure POS design is complete, while implementation remains future work. A further P2P privacy upgrade targeting peer obfuscation and traffic analysis resistance is planned. That is a substantial private economy stack. 17 Rio's distinctive claim is therefore not that Zano lacks architectural integration. It does not. The more accurate distinction is scope and design emphasis. Zano has already integrated private assets, staking, voting, and exchange infrastructure into a working ecosystem and is now deepening consensus and network privacy. Rio's roadmap places unusual emphasis on the sequence from long GPU distribution to Halo 2, then to a dedicated high-latency mixnet, stake-based consensus, and native DAO architecture designed around broader digital sovereignty use cases. These approaches may ultimately converge more than they diverge. That possibility is more interesting than declaring an early winner. 14. What each project is really optimizing for. Monero. Minimize architectural change while eliminating the ring. Monero's greatest strength is that it does not need to become a private application platform to remain important. Its mission is narrower, private peer-to-peer money. FCMP++ is consistent with that philosophy. Remove a major sender privacy weakness without turning the monetary protocol into a general governance machine. That narrower scope may prove to be an advantage. Every feature not placed inside consensus is one less consensus feature that can fail. Zano, build a private economy. Zano's architecture says that private money alone is not enough. Assets, staking, exchange, voting, and applications should inherit confidentiality rather than forcing users to leave the private base layer whenever they do something more complex than a transfer. Zarkonim and confidential assets already make that thesis visible on mainnet. Rio, build a private sovereignty stack. Rio's thesis goes further into the relationship between money, communications, and governance. Its future architecture is intended to combine private by default monetary state with a separate network anonymity layer, then change the consensus resource from GPU work to stake and extend the system into native collective governance. This architecture is potentially powerful because it recognizes that surveillance does not stop at the transaction boundary. Its weakness is that most of the defining future components still have to be publicly specified, implemented, and reviewed. Zcash. Prove that programmable shielded systems can survive reality. Zcash's historical contribution is not only invention, it is production experience. The Orchard incident exposed the danger of circuit specification mistakes. Ironwood's formal verification program demonstrated how the industry can respond by raising the assurance standard. Crosslink now extends Zcash's experimental role into consensus architecture. Instead of treating POW and POS as an unavoidable binary choice, it proposes retaining miners for block production while adding a stake-weighted finality system alongside them. 35. This is not yet Zcash consensus. Crosslink remains subject to testing, productionization, governance, and community approval. Nor is it evidence that Zcash has decided eventually to become a pure POS chain. 36. Zcash therefore supplies both the warning and the methodology. Advanced cryptography and consensus innovation should be judged by exactly what has been implemented, exactly what has been proved, and exactly what the community has actually adopted. Dash, integrate privacy without abandoning a broader payments architecture. Dash has never been designed as a pure privacy coin in the Monero or pirate sense. Its strength lies in combining payments, deterministic settlement, masternode infrastructure, and one of the cryptocurrency's longest-running native governance systems. The new evolution, Shielded Pool, adds advanced privacy technology to that wider architecture. The trade-off is optionality. Pirate Chain, enforce Shielded policy and modernize the proof system. Pirate's defining feature is policy clarity. Ordinary transfers are shielded. The project is now attempting to replace the older sapling foundation directly with Ironwood, rather than pass through Orchard. Its central trade-off sits elsewhere, mining infrastructure and the smaller economic ecosystem. 15. The end of the ring is not the end of surveillance. Suppose FCMP++ works perfectly. The ring disappears. Suppose Halo 2 circuits are formally verified. The hidden transaction state becomes cryptographically sound. Suppose Zarkonim or another private POS design conceals validator balances. None of those achievements prevents a compromised wallet from exposing keys. None prevents an exchange from identifying a withdrawal. None prevents an IP address from leaking through poor network behavior. None prevents a governance system from concentrating power among wealthy holders. None creates liquidity. None creates institutional legitimacy. This is why the next generation of privacy systems must become less impressed by isolated cryptographic primitives and more demanding about architecture. The privacy question has to be asked repeatedly. What information does this layer force the participant to reveal? Then again at the next layer, and again, until the entire system has been examined. Conclusion: from private transactions to private civilization. The first privacy coin era was built around hiding a transaction. The second is being built around hiding relationships that the system does not need to know. Monero's FCMP++ asks whether sender membership can be proved without publishing a small decoy set. Rio's Halo 2 path asks whether a crypto note descended network can move to a broader programmable hidden state architecture without importing another chain's transaction design. Zano asks whether staking, assets, trading, and voting can become private properties of one economic system. Zcash asks two increasingly important questions at once. How far formal methods can push assurance in general purpose shielded circuits after a real production failure, and whether POW block production can coexist productively with stake-weighted assured finality through a system such as Crosslink. Dash asks how advanced shielded technology fits inside a broader transparent payments and governance network. Pirate asks what mandatory privacy looks like when a sapling-era chain jumps directly toward Ironwood. None has completed the full problem. That is what makes this moment historically interesting. The category is expanding. Privacy is moving from rings to full-chain proofs, from payment confidentiality to asset confidentiality, from hidden balances to hidden staking power, from probabilistic consensus to experiments with stake-weighted finality. From ledger anonymity to network anonymity. From private money to private institutions. The emerging Rio-Zano overlap may prove especially important. Zano already demonstrates that private staking, private assets, and anonymous voting can belong to a single operating ecosystem. Rio proposes a complementary extension in which a long commodity GPU distribution phase feeds into Halo 2, a high-latency mixnet, private stake-based consensus, and native DAO governance. Zcash adds another important possibility. The eventual consensus landscape need not consist only of projects that remain permanently proof of work and projects that abandon mining entirely. Crosslink asks whether POW and POS can protect different properties of the same chain, with miners producing blocks while stake-backed finalizers create stronger finality. Whether Zcash ultimately adopts that architecture, modifies it, remains with POW, or someday revisits a fuller POS transition, remains a governance question rather than a settled roadmap conclusion. 3436. There is no reason to pretend the race is decided. Zano's Zenith implementation is still ahead. Rio's defining future architecture is still ahead. Monero's FCMP++ is still ahead. Zcash's Crosslink remains a proposal under active development rather than adopted mainnet consensus. Pirate's Ironwood migration is still ahead. Even Zcash, The most mature Halo 2 deployment environment in this group has just demonstrated how much engineering remains after the mathematics appears settled. The correct standard is therefore not optimism or cynicism. It is verification. Bitcoin asked whether money could exist without a sovereign issuer. Privacy coins asked whether money could exist without a public transaction history. The architectures now emerging ask a more difficult question. Can an entire digital economic system verify rules without first turning its participants into data? That question applies to payments. It applies to staking. It applies to markets. It applies to treasuries. It applies to political organization. And eventually, it may apply to the digital communities that attempt to become institutions and to the institutions that attempt to become states. A sovereign network should not need to know everything about the people who obey its rules. The end of the ring is therefore not the end of privacy engineering. It is the point at which privacy stops being a transaction feature and becomes a theory of how digital society should be built. Further reading from Rio News. Proxymark and Monero over Tor, how privacy can fail between layers. Why ledger privacy, wallet behavior, P2P forwarding, and transport and anonymity have to be evaluated together. The Bitcoin magnet, how network assets create economic gravity. How network capital attracts infrastructure, institutions, and eventually governance capacity. Private from Washington, visible to Beijing, China, privacy coins, and financial sovereignty. Why issuer independence is incomplete without observer neutrality. From network union to network state, how Rio currency powers the digital nations of tomorrow. The progression from online community to capital, coordination, and digital political organization. Halo 2, zero knowledge proofs, and Rio currency. Background on the proving architecture planned for Rio's transition beyond Ring CT, Rio currency's high latency mixnet versus Tor and VPN's why hiding transaction contents and hiding communication metadata are separate engineering problems.